Hello, everybody. My name is Adam Millard. Welcome to the En Route podcast, the podcast recorded on the road. This is actually episode 2 of the podcast. It's a bit weird because I'm doing it in different places every single day. The first episode I recorded in a wood, and now I'm actually in the comfort of somebody's home, which is a lot better. I'm joined by my first ever hosts. I'm couch surfing today. I'm joined by Megan and Josh. Hello.
Hello. Ahoy.
This is the first time I've ever couch surfed, and you guys have made me feel very much at home. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have to leave now, though.
That's it. That's it. I'm done now. I started recording the podcast and we're finished. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You guys have been couch surfing a lot before, and you've hosted a lot of other people as well, which is really cool. I want to hear about all your different stories. We got some questions as well that have been emailed in. So thank you guys for emailing. If you do want to email, just go over to turnleftforadventure.com. There's a contact us tab. Everything's there. Or you can hit me up on Instagram as well. You guys probably know that. If you're listening to the podcast, you know my Instagram. So, guys, this is about you pair. I want to know all your crazy stories. I've got stories to tell. I've got loads of questions to ask. The reason I want to do this is because I think I want to hear stuff that I want to have people on this podcast that wouldn't normally be on a podcast. You both.
That was precisely us.
Yeah.
Spot on.
You've never been on a podcast before.
Never been on a podcast. Podcast virgin.
Hello, Mum. I made it.
I'm on the podcast.
Your mum's not listening, I'm afraid. Your mum's not listening. Unless you send her the link, which you should definitely
do.
Yeah,
I will do,
by the way. Okay, guys. So this is my first ever couch surf experience. What was yours? Now, did you host first or did you... I assume you stayed somewhere first before you hosted.
I think I hosted first.
Really?
Yeah.
Before you'd stayed anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know.
I hosted first. Josh and I were on a break and I was really lonely and sad.
Oh, so you hosted. Yeah. Were you using Couchsurf as a dating website?
No, it was a girl.
Okay, it was a girl, all right.
And I was...
No, we don't judge here.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a girl. I had just moved into a student house and I was on my own and none of my housemates had moved down yet, so I decided to go on couch surfing and hosted a lovely girl from Germany who kept me company for a week. And
a whole week?
Yeah, it was just what I needed because I was heartbroken and sad. And
Josh, you broke a heart?
I know, I'm sorry everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Meg.
Sorry, podcast.
You'll believe me, podcast, I feel bad.
Guys, I've been here for a few hours now and this is the first I'm hearing of this story. So.
Just what a time to bring up. How about you?
I don't know. I think travelling. I don't know.
Couchsurfing.
Yeah.
You don't remember? You've done it that many times. You don't remember the first one.
It feels all kind of like a big blur between.
What, were you drunk the whole time?
Yeah, I'm drunk right now, man. I think I started with travelling, and then after travelling and like getting hosted loads of times, and feeling that kind of generosity and kindness. You've got to feel like you give back a bit. So recently been hosting more, but traveled. I don't know. I'm about to find out. Interlude, please.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, we can do that.
Hi, welcome back to Adam's, Adam's podcast. You join us tonight in Swansea.
That's Josh's podcast.
It's called En Route. Go on.
En Route, welcome back to En Route, the podcast to be listening to.
Oh, brilliant. The podcast recorded on the road.
Yeah, the podcast recorded. I mean, we'll change that. I mean, okay, it works better the podcast.
We'll work on it. Okay, we had a little interlude. So you went to find out who was your first.
Yeah, because my memory is so efficient.
Yeah.
I had to look it.
Well, it's a good job. It's all logged there on there.
Yeah. So it doesn't really, I found it and it doesn't really tell me much.
Right.
About it at all. Like my first experience was like hitchhiking through Europe and using Meg's couch surfing. So none of that's really recorded online.
Right. So you guys go couch surfing together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've done it both individually and together.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's always kind of surprising when people accept you as a couple because like one person is a big enough entry into your space. But
yeah, have you accepted any couples?
Yeah, we've had a few, haven't we? Yeah. We just accept anyone, really.
Is it different?
I think as a couple hosting a couple, it's quite nice because I feel like as a single person and hosting a couple, like we said before, with kind of travelling as a couple, you keep yourself quite insular.
Yeah.
Whereas when, if it's a couple with a couple, it's two people socialising with two people. So it's not like you're third wheeling.
Yeah. It's
more of a nice social dynamic.
How is it like having somebody come into your home? Because like, for me, my home's like, there's stuff in there that I don't necessarily want people to see or look at, or like, how does that feel? Like,
we don't really have, I don't know. We're quite open, aren't we? Like,
yeah, I think we left that at the door. I think the reason we do couch surfing over something like Airbnb is that because it's free hosting, you're kind of, I feel like
it's a lot of trust.
Surfers have to kind of accept that it's not a hotel room and it's not a perfect house. It's just someone's home that you're coming to stay in.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the code of couch surfing, where you kind of, you put, it's up kind of implicit. Yeah.
What if somebody was like, I don't know, like looking in your drawers or something?
Yeah, we've had people kind of like, I don't know, take that trust a bit further than other people would have.
Oh, tell me more.
Had one guy who came, like, shout out to this guy if he's listening. Fucking best surfer. I'd agreed to let him stay, but I changed my plans and went away for that weekend. And Meg was staying at home, but she was working.
Okay, so it's just Meg in the house.
Yeah,
just
and he's, me. Was an American guy?
Yeah.
And I said, like, to be nice in the message, like, classic British offer that you extend, but you don't really want anyone to accept it. Anyway, I just said, make it your home and, you know, do as you please, get yourself comfortable. And Meg came back one day to find him, like, just sat in his pants on the couch. And
Wait,
ever say a word.
Just sat in his pants.
Yeah.
So I was working night shifts, so I came back in the morning after working 13 hours, slightly delirious, foggy-eyed.
What time was it?
8 a.m.
So
8 a.m.
8 a.m. He sat in his pants.
Sat in his pants. In
I mean, you got to give it to him. Respect.
Was it? Was it? What? I'm confused. Was it? Was he? Was it a flirtation? Was it?
Was he making
a pass?
No, there's no. You know, attached strings with that. It was just.
Just got his pants.
No shame. No embarrassment.
Just a guy in his pants.
Just a guy in his pants. Just making himself comfy.
And so he also went in our cupboards and just like ate loads of our food and didn't replace any of it.
How long did he stay for?
So just a night.
2 days.
2 days.
2 days and he ate all your food?
Yeah, didn't replace any of it. And then when he finally left, he just left the front door wide open and just like...
Into the
And we lived quite central in Swansea at the time, so...
So on couch surfing, you can give somebody a reference. Right? Yeah. Like you review whether it was a good experience or not. Did you give him a bad...
No, I didn't. I just kind of felt like a bad reference is...
I don't know,
it's quite damning. Yeah, I just didn't give him
a reference. Oh, is that, it's like good, bad or neutral?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So? I don't know.
I didn't give him a reference,
but I'd prefer that to rather than giving him like a really negative one, because then maybe he's not like that every time.
What if you did it to the next person?
Yeah, then fair play, respect.
Respect.
Wearing his pants wherever he wants. Like, you know, this guy.
Well, I guess, he knows how to feel at home. Wearing pants. You know?
Yeah, that's true. He could have, that's true.
I'd have respected that even more.
He would have got negative, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose.
No,
it's like a bad thing, but maybe not everyone knows what to expect from couch surfing.
Do you think maybe do you think maybe it's like a culture thing? Maybe it's just cool in America to just be in your pants?
Yeah, and like I don't really, you know, it was a bit weird.
Wait. Sorry, my bad for cutting you off there. But like when you came in and you saw him in his pants, how did you react?
First it was like a double take, like, are you really sitting on my sofa in your pants? Then I was expecting like a bit of a shocked, you know, cover-up reaction from him. There was nothing.
Okay, he was just
totally chill with being in his pants, which is fine.
Did you say anything, or were you just like,
because
the classic British thing would just be to ignore it.
Yeah.
Pretend it goes away.
Yeah, I think that's probably exactly what I did. Just something like, oh, hello, nice night. Yeah, did you sleep well? Okay, goodbye, I'm going to sleep just now.
All while ignoring the pants.
Did you text Josh immediately?
No, I don't think so, actually. I found out when I got back. And I found his pants on my
desk.
Yeah.
A massive cover story.
Yeah. Meg's like, those pants? Yeah, those ones.
I've been wearing them ever since.
But seriously, how did you react to it?
I don't know. I just found like everyone. No, I don't care, if I'm honest. I mean, I slightly cheesed off that he didn't replace anything took. I never said cheesed off before.
I'll beat that out. It'll sound like you're hardcore, you badass, you swore it.
That he, like, just didn't bother replace. Like, if you take something...
And
yeah, maybe the door. Maybe, I think the door being open was probably.
That's yeah, that's also quite bad. I don't care that you're not food. That's easily replaceable. Yeah. It's inconsiderate, but
yeah,
I think it's rude.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So wait. So he left the doors open. That means you left him on his own in the house.
Yeah, with a key.
And we'd leave you alone if you wanna. Like we know. Again.
That's a lot of trust, guys.
Advertise this
online. Anyone who wants to come stay, we'll leave you in the don't house worry, with worry. All our valuable goods.
Yeah, and you can come and
you can just rob us blind.
There's not much here.
No, it is trusting, but I feel like that's...
I love it.
Yeah, you don't
okay, fair
sign
enough.
Up for couchsurfing unless you're kind of willing to give that.
Yeah. Well, you've not had anything go missing ever.
No, I wouldn't say we've ever had a bad experience with couchsurfing.
Give me a rough estimate how many people you've hosted.
Maybe like 30?
Yeah, probably about that.
30 plus.
Wow. And wow.
Not
that's,
a single.
That's
bed,
a bigger number than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had like kind of socially awkward people who, I don't know, it's not up to.
Well,
we had a
Finnish couple who on the first day we were talking, having a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And they were just like, "Look, we don't do small talk."
Yeah. Really?
Like, so, in Finland, we don't make conversations. Yeah, you only talk to people if they're your friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, so, and then what? Did they just go
like,
in?
What do you talk about then? And they're just like, oh, like, you know, if we're in school, we talk about like what lesson we're going to next or like the weather outside. And I mean, that kind of sounds like small talk, but.
Yeah, that sounds like small talk to me.
But then they left. When they left, they left.
Okay, Meg's giving me a note. Can I read it out?
Yeah, of course you can.
I don't know if I can read this
out. So after a very quiet stay where we didn't interact with them that
before I read this note out, did they. Because, so you guys. Well. You guys are nice enough to. Like, it's a private room, which is good.
Yeah.
It's called couch surfing, but there's a bed up there.
I'm
looking forward to having a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So, like, have you ever had anyone who just goes upstairs and just sits in their room?
Yeah, this couple did it a little bit. But again, like you kind of, if you travel for a bit, you understand that you don't always want to, especially if you had a really long day or something.
Yeah.
You kind of just want to go and sit in your room. And
yeah. Because like for me, the 3 weeks I'm spending in Wales, I'm walking from one place to another and then staying there. So like I will be tired and stuff. But I don't know. I guess it just depends what kind of person you are. Obviously, I'm the kind of person who, you know, I want to have a conversation. I want to talk to people. Mm. There's more to that. We'll get to it, but I want to read this note. So this is from the Finnish couple. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Finnish couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely listen.
If you're listening,
to this.
Yeah, definitely.
They definitely listen to this.
Our
podcast.
Finnish brothers.
For welcoming us to your beautiful home. It is a beautiful home, guys.
Thanks. It's different house, mind you. They stayed in a different.
Oh,
house.
They stayed in a different.
Put
house.
In a bit of context.
Also, a private room. That had.
Yeah. That was better. That was a better room, wasn't it, than this one?
Anyway.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Anyway, continue, please.
You two are lovely, and we really enjoyed staying here. You are always welcome. What's that? Is that crossed out? Oh, in our home. Yeah, it was crossed out. We hope we'll see you again. Similar. Was that their name there?
Yeah, I don't know. What.
Oh.
What's it say?
It says something.
I can't remember his name.
And then oh, no, it says no, then it says the name at the bottom.
Leo and Albert. That's
with a little love heart. That's adorable. And they drew a flower. And also the thank you. Looks
it's,
like
it's really
from
impressive,
a,
isn't it?
It looks like it's from a Hallmark card.
Yeah.
Oh, good
it
job.
It looks like that's what Hallmark.
Good job, Leo and Albert.
And that picture is
gay couple.
Yeah.
Picture that was from a plant in their room, so it was like a very personal.
Wow!
Yeah.
Good job, Leo and Albert. Even though you don't do small talk, they made up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I mean. Like culturally, we found that a bit strange to begin with, but actually, they were lovely. They were fine. They weren't rude at all.
Just
wanted something different.
Just to let you know, I'm not leaving you a note, and I'm not going
to
draw you a flower either.
Fuck's sake, you're gonna have to. I told
Get
you.
Out.
Yeah. We told you once.
This is why you showed it me. This is what we expect.
This is our expectation.
This
yeah.
is what we expect.
If you fall short,
that's nice though. That's a nice little gesture. How long did they stay for?
That was just a night or two.
Yeah, they were
one of
the first,
weren't
they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've got a few questions. Some people emailed in some questions. I'm going to give them a shout out also.
Hello, people who emailed us.
Ben Sampson says, tell me a couch surf nightmare. So,
Pants Man, obviously.
Pants Man, yeah, we did already go to that. Have you ever been somewhere that was a bit of a disaster? Or...
We almost stayed with a white supremacist.
Yeah, we almost stayed with a Croatian white supremacist.
A Croatian white supremacist.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Wait, you almost stayed with them.
Yeah,
so
we
didn't
were desperate
quite get
for
there.
A place to stay, but...
Did you find out there were white supremacists beforehand?
Yeah, he was quite upfront about it, wasn't he?
Well, not very obvious on the profile, but after I requested him, he started to send like slightly strange messages like, "All girls are tricksters. I bet when you're hitchhiking, you hide in bushes and then your boyfriend pops out at the last minute." Just really hostile.
I mean, sometimes we would do that.
So he knew already. So just so you know, guys, on couch surfing, you request to stay with a host. You search for the host. You request. It gives you a bio. Your guys is, well, Megan's. So have you got your own? Have you got your own couch surfing?
Yeah, account? We should just make a couple one, really.
Yeah.
Maybe, but like Meg's is quite. There's a lot there. And is there a lot for yours as well? Same, yeah. Mine's quite minimalist, I think. But I put
that's good
there.
In a way. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, so you read their bio, you request to stay, and then once they accept or decline, you can then message each other. So this guy was messaging you. He was a bit weird about it. How did you find out it's a white supremacist? That's
he
made a comment like, "Can I check both of you are white, please?"
How are you going to prove it to him? Did you send him a swab?
Just like a full family history. Like, look,
I am. This is my email and password to ancestry.com. Yeah, yeah.
Although, check I did do heritage. An ancestry test. Mm. And the most boring thing ever. I'm like 90% British, so he would have been happy.
He would have been chuffed with that, yeah. What about you? Have you done an ancestry test?
But shout out all the 90% British people. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, very dull. And
excellent. So, that's weird.
From there, he kind of started going on about white genocide.
And what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been to the UK. It's like a jungle. It's
fucking jungle over here.
Wow.
Not saying there's anything wrong with black people. Some people call me racist, but I'm not.
You couldn't see why.
It's just.
I couldn't see why.
Mixing of races is white genocide.
Yeah, so he was cool with like a same, like two black couple staying together.
I get you now.
But
right.
Interracial, he was.
Because it would slowly kill out the white race.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh, that's
so
crazy.
We did go.
Yeah, at the end we were just like, no thanks.
Oh, well.
We'll stay somewhere else.
Okay.
Although we were very desperate, there's kind of.
So this was abroad, this was in Croatia, you were in Croatia.
I didn't expect that from Croatia, really. And not like that was the only thing in Croatia. So, shout out to Croatian people.
Let's not generalize.
No. Everyone else we met in Croatia was really nice.
I've got more questions, but let's finish the questions that I've got here. So Ben Sampson, thank you very much for that one.
Thanks, Ben.
Florence Taylor, when and why did you choose to start surfing?
Is that to you or us?
Well, I'll answer it. I chose because cheap.
Yeah.
And also because I'm traveling Wales. I'm going to be going to different countries, and like I would rather. I was talking to you guys briefly about this earlier, but like I went to Spain and it was very British, and it was like I was just in like a British version of Spain. I didn't really do anything Spanish, and I feel like I missed out on the culture and like what was going on there. So I've chose couchsurfing because then at least I can meet people who are actually from that place, and even somewhere like Swansea. Like you guys aren't from here originally.
I am.
But you've.
Meg's not.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
As you can tell by my Welsh accent. I moved away when I was like 13 and came back a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see. But you guys have lived here for a few years. And like, so earlier we went out and you showed me some like beaches and stuff that I probably wouldn't have gone to otherwise, you know? So that's why I want to do couch surfing. Is it a similar story for you guys?
Yeah, but much the same for me personally. You get like the amount of places we've been. Because someone we've stayed with has been like, look, I know this really cool restaurant, or I know this amazing,
Big on.
Or I know this really cool gorge that you can swim in, or like, like that guy was amazing.
Whoa. See, you can't stop that.
A brief interlude. One guy who we stayed with in Spain, he took us up this mountain valley. And like the whole time we were swatting flies away and we're like, oh, this is going to be fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And we get there and it's just loads and loads of, it was a river, but a certain type of rock that kind of got carved. If you've ever seen, it's like Antelope Canyon or something in the US, where you get all those pictures of like the dust coming through.
Right. Everyone's Googling kind of
like
it.
Really, yeah. It's like really.
Shout out to Google.
Curvy and like, there's loads of just rock pools. Deep enough that you could jump into and swim in.
Oh.
And it was like us and
it was like tucked away, like
just up like up around the
mountain. Ridiculously hot in central Spain.
Yeah,
amazing.
And, yeah, this long walk and just got to these amazingly cool swimming.
Another one is we stayed with a guy in Portugal who took us to a folk dancing event that he went to.
Like, this is the exact reason I want to do like. Different stuff that's different? Like,
yeah.
A folk dancing event.
He was really into folk dancing.
And he took
it. Yeah. The fire station.
Oh,
so we get to this fire station and the whole staircase is lined with bottles of water because the fire brigade had like done a kind of a public, like we need some help, money.
Right, so you're charity forest fires.
Yeah, and all the public had just given them bottles of water.
To the fire brigade.
There was like... a 1,000 bottles of water on the staircase.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what the hell?
What a story, guys.
Just one by one bottle, you just like fill up the fire engine. Like, what the hell?
While there's a fire going on. Yeah. Stop a minute. You have to unscrew each bottle.
So they were on like 500 milliliter bottles. It wasn't like, you know,
yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we pay €5 and we go in this room and there's just like sweaty Portuguese people everywhere, all dancing around to folk music, and there's like grapes and wine on the side.
Oh,
and there's
amazing.
This little dancing elf that takes Meg and just fucking spins around the room, and I'm just stood on the side.
He was called Fernando.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he had moves like I've never seen before. Yeah, I've never seen like anyone so smooth and just, my God. Honestly, it was inhumane.
And it was just really uncomfortable because I could just see Josh out the corner of my eye.
Yeah, it was
like
me with this really
puppy at the side.
Really fat guy from Angola, and we were just drinking wine together, and he was comforting me on my loss.
Yeah, I love failed that guy. As a man because you can't folk dance like this.
It's really hard, and I've got no rhythm or anything, so you'd kind of have to get involved with everybody dancing.
Yeah.
You just get thrown into the middle of it.
Oh, it's so amazing. You would have never had that experience.
No, never again will I have that experience.
Couchsurfing, like, please sponsor this episode. We are really bigging you up here.
Yeah.
Okay, I've still got questions, but we've got one more to get to. I think we both answered really the same to that one.
Yeah,
we just want to experience, like, you know, the culture and like what's actually going on. So thank you, Florence Taylor. Appreciate that one.
Yeah.
Final question comes from Callum McCauley. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I'm probably butchering your name here. Have you given up on a trip or idea halfway through?
We almost gave up on
that's
this
a good.
Idea.
That's a good.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so we briefly spoke about this earlier, but so you guys hitchhiked, if I'm not mistaken. Let me prove how much of a good listener I am. From Spain.
Yeah.
To Bolivia. Bosnia.
Yeah.
Meg was lip syncing that to me. So yeah, you did. So I've got loads of questions about hitchhiking, but we'll stick with the couch surfing stuff for now. Was there anything? We'll get back to your hitchhiking because I am really interested in that. But was there ever a couch surfing thing that you gave up on, or you? Because I know the white supremacists you said no to. Was there anyone else that you were like, oh, we're definitely going there, and then something changed your mind, or? How about people come in here? Have you ever had? That's a good, okay. There you go. Have you ever rejected anybody coming here, and why?
No, if anything, I would reject someone by just like not replying to their message.
Just right.
Shout out all the people who ghost people out there.
yeah. Your Tinder bitches.
I think I've only ever rejected people for like genuine practical reasons, like I was working night shifts.
Right.
You know, we were away.
Is there any deal breakers? Like, if somebody is listening to this, like, they want to try this out.
Yes.
Don't be a white supremacist.
That's don't be a white supremacist. Number one. Yeah. Number two, don't copy and paste a message with the wrong name on it. That's happened a few times.
Just do even if it's a small message, just a personal message means.
I feel like going back and checking that I got the right name.
Hi, Steve.
We get that a lot. Steve. And I get it because like the response rate on couch surfing isn't the best. Because ghosts like me, but
if you're expecting to stay at someone's house, feel like you have to get their name right.
It's a bit weird because like if you put in a town, it will come up with people who were active like 5 years ago and stuff. So it's a bit weird. And I think also when you sign up to the account, you automatically say that you're accepting guests and you have to actually change it. Yeah. So you're a traveler and you're not hosting, it still says that you're accepting guests. So there's a lot of people there that it will say accepting guests, but they're not actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit weird. Couch surfing, I know you're listening to this episode. Fix that problem, boys.
Sponsor us.
And sponsor us also.
We'll be your flagship enterprise.
What?
I don't know.
So, okay. Let's go away from couch surfing a little bit. We'll probably get back to it because it is kind of, you know.
Shout out Callum, by the way, for that brilliant question.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna carry on with that question because you guys went hitchhiking, right? And
we did.
You almost gave up on it.
Yeah.
We did.
It's painful. Don't ever hitchhike.
No, it was like a week in. We were trying to get through Spain.
I gave up like more than once.
Yeah, you were close to giving up many times.
Yeah.
Spain was like notoriously hard for hitchhiking anyway, and we were just really struggling. It was boiling hot.
Did you hear that it was hard for hitchhiking before you?
Kind of, yeah.
What made you What made you decide I'm just going to hitchhike? Like
we had 2 months.
Yeah.
After Meg had graduated uni.
But what made you decide that and not like you're going to walk somewhere or
like longer distance for free? And like,
did you hitchhike before that?
Yeah, only we'd never done any kind of long stint.
We'd never done it together either.
Yeah,
but you had done it. You had hitchhiked before.
Maybe only for like 6 months before that.
And like one trip each.
But so it all started from if Rob Chamberlain, I love that guy. He started hitchhiking first.
He's definitely listening.
I'm going to get him to listen to this. Rob,
100% everyone's listening.
I love you when you hear this.
I love you too, Rob. Love you too.
And he was just like, I can't remember what got him into it. Anyway, he was just, he got up to Scotland in one lift and was like, oh man, I just like
hitchhiked. From where?
From near Bristol.
So he's so like 10 hours,
one lift, yeah.
And whoa. And then, so he got lucky then.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
What did did he have like a sign or something?
Yeah, yeah, cardboard sign.
He's got a nice face as well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And he talks that good stuff, doesn't he? He's like,
oh, he's a lad's lad kind of.
Yeah, just get on with
like
it.
Like a salesman anybody. Type of. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And he really managed to get to Scotland in one lift. Yeah.
And then kind of gradually he would like hitchhike to and from work and stuff.
Just Google it, everyone. That's a long distance.
Yeah. And yeah, I was like, oh, I may as well try this. I'm kind of.
So what was the first time you hitchhiked?
I hitchhiked to see Meg on one of our first dates together.
Oh, romance at its finest.
From near Bristol to Brighton. Did it in two lifts. One guy was a vet who was having an affair with his assistant.
This is why I love it. Like, all of these stories, you don't get this when you do a 9-to-5.
You'll just drive your own car or whatever.
You're boring kids with your own car, your mortgage.
I had to go with him to his ex-wife's house so he could collect some stuff because of the bad breakup, thanks to his endeavours with his
assistant. So did he confess all this to you?
Yeah, he did, yeah. I think for him it might have been a confession session.
I needed some
therapy. He was like, yeah, he needed someone to talk to, and there's this guy on the side of the road.
I can relate to that.
He could see the 2-hour time slot in that he could just talk at me.
Yeah, and you didn't charge him like £400 like a psychologist.
Yeah, exactly. So. And he also tried to like make me become a Conservative Party member.
Same guy?
Yeah, same guy, yeah. I mean, this was abroad, you know, two and a half hours.
Yeah, there's
plenty of time to really put in some work on me. And then after that, I got a lift from a pilot. He was like more of a small aircraft pilot. No, just in a car.
He landed.
He had a really nice BMW and it was like a straight road the whole way. And he just like, he would get up to 70 miles an hour and he'd like go over it slightly and then he'd like slam his brakes on and be like, oh no. And I was like, you got a BMW, man. You may as well just hammer it.
So I've got a question. You hitchhiked. You've also hitchhiked, Meg.
Yeah.
Now, without sounding, I don't want to be the white knight here, but like, as a woman,
yeah,
it must be like, isn't it like a bit more like scary? Like, don't you feel like you're vulnerable at a disadvantage? Or
yeah, to a degree. I mean, I think you have to have. I think everyone should have their senses about them if they're hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. But I think more so as a woman, you have to just be a little bit more vigilant, I suppose. I think it's the same as with couch surfing, that you have to sort of intrinsically trust that people aren't terrible.
So
most people are nice.
Yeah, because like, don't take this the wrong way, Josh, but I don't know if I would have let a guy in the house with like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, because like, you guys have, the difference is you guys have been out and you've been meeting people. Do you think that maybe you've got a bit more faith in humanity because you've met so many of these people and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to get that if I carry on?
Yeah, 100%. Because you, like, all couch surfing is, and hitchhiking as like a kind of segue, all it is good people trying to just like share that goodness, really.
There's a few bad eggs, but that's the same.
But it's going to be with
fundamentally, if you're on couch surfing, you're there to provide accommodation for free to someone, even if your views are like white supremacist or whatever. Like, even though his morals are bad, he's like, his kind of heart's in the right place because he's willing
to. He's doing something admirable at least.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it kind of just amplifies that goodness that everyone has, because you're just like, you know, for example, we've only met today and you're like in our house and we're going to go to bed and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, like I'm chill, like, yeah.
Yeah, and you find most people are. Like,
You guys did make me feel super comfortable, like pretty much as soon as I came in. Like, it was really nice. Like, I was nervous. Coming up the street, I was nervous. I'm thinking, I'm going to go and knock on somebody's door and stay in their house.
Yeah, I
didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know whether I was going to... Because, like, I don't know if there's, like, etiquette that should be followed and rules and stuff. Because it's the first time I'm doing it. So I didn't know, should I have bought a gift?
I think you kind of find it out as you go along. Yeah,
I didn't know whether I was going to open the door and you were going to be like, right, that's your room. And then just like,
that's
it.
That's what I did.
That's it. No, Meg said, this is your room, make yourself at home. So I went and put my things on charge and stuff. It was brilliant. So then, like, it was just nice. Like, part of me thought, what if I came in and then Meg was like, there's your room, like, don't, I'm busy at work or whatever, just, you know, just do your thing.
But you probably get people.
Yeah, sometimes that is what I do. I feel like...
And there would be couch hosts who do that.
Yeah. Regularly.
As like a standard, yeah. I think that's like a really good thing about couch surfing.
You think I've got lucky then?
Nah. I think you have good experiences like all across, but that is the great thing about couch surfing is you'll get such like a vast difference of hosts.
Yeah. And sometimes you'll be sleeping on a floor and you won't ever see your host.
Yeah.
You might see them for half an hour to drop off a key. Sometimes they will take you on a tour of the mountains, take you swimming in random secret spots. And I think...
Because it depends what they want out of it as well. Because I guess the whole thing of couch surfing is like... it is an exchange of... Well, it doesn't have to be anything like of material worth. You both have to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like...
More like a spiritual thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know why you guys surfed. I know why you guys wanted to stay with other people. Why is it that you wanted to host...
You meet a nice variety of people from all over the globe, all over the world.
So kind of the same reason, but like it just comes to you, those experiences come to you.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to share what you know about your local area. So like, cool hidden spots.
You get to be your own tour guide.
Yeah.
And like show people your travels, own.
Yeah.
Show them like cool places like we've discovered.
Because I was saying this earlier, we went out and I was like, well, while I've been exploring Swansea before I came here, there's so many like little things, like everywhere I went, there was something, there's like a memorial there and there was like this little garden. And then I found this, like I was finding all these little things and I was wondering, I don't know whether these things exist where I live also, but you're just blind to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes, yeah, I think you do need to come somewhere new, just look around. And if you could get somebody who lives here to show you all those cool little things, it's amazing.
That would also make you go home and look at your own home in a different way as well.
Yeah, I
absolutely agree.
That is classic. So, yeah, people used to come here and they'd be like, oh, have you been to da-da-da? And it's just down the road, but you haven't been there because you live here. It kind of draws your attention to appreciating what's around you a bit more exploring your local area a bit more and, just getting out and about and seeing what's local.
And then when you go back to your own home after that, you notice new things about it you realise... I don't know, especially after like traveling through Europe and you go from like pretty much deserts of Spain and then like mountains. You come back to the UK and it's also green and like
I think you're just like, so numb to it because you see it every day.
It's every day, yeah. The grass is always greener and all that crap. It's like.
So the website is called Turn Left for Adventure, and just so you know what that means, it's like one day I was in Loughborough and I literally turned left. One time, randomly, like it was a big spontaneous. I was just on my bike, and I was like, I'm just gonna go down there. I ended up finding this lake, and it was beautiful, and it was like literally 5 minutes away from my home. Nice. And then ever since then, I've decided I'm gonna turn left. You know what I mean? And explore a bit more. Nice. So that's. Would you agree with that? Would you like? Do you think the best way is to just explore and get out and do things, or do you have more of a plan when you travel?
A mixture.
That spontaneity is like a really important part of it.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, you just see something and you're like, I should really check that out.
Yeah.
It's important to do that.
And even though the planned travels, that can be really nice. If you've wanted to go somewhere for ages and then you get to go there, that's lovely. But I think some of our most memorable experiences have been the ones that we've not been expecting. The ones that, local people have recommended or stumbled across.
Yeah. With the planning, you have in your own mind a set idea of what it's going to be like when you get there or kind of what you're going to get from that place.
You've kind of experienced it before you even get there.
It's never going to be like that.
Yeah.
So you kind of get this, I don't know, disparity between the two.
Yeah, then, a disconnect almost.
Yeah. But then like someone tells you to go over there instead of someone tells you to go left when you're going to go right.
Exactly.
Good job. It's those small things that open up just like extra doors that you wouldn't.
If you hadn't turned left, you wouldn't have found that.
Yeah.
I met a fisherman called Jeff. I ended up rowing him out to the...
No way.
See, you got stories here.
Yeah. Well, so I turned left down. I find this lake and it was late at night because I had a bad day and I decided I'm going out for a ride. It was like 2 a.m. So I turn left, I find this lake, and I was like, it's beautiful, I need to come back here in the day. So literally the next day, I went back there, and there's this fisherman called Jeff, And I'm sat talking to him, and he's got a hip flask, and he's drinking from his hip flask. He offered me some. I smelled it. It was rum. Drinking rum, straight rum. And I was like, oh, so you're not having any luck fishing? Because he hadn't caught anything. He says, oh, no, we'll get more. We'd have more luck if we went out into the like middle of the lake. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I've got a boat. And I was like, okay.
Why don't we go out?
And he's like, so come on then. If you don't mind, row me out there. And I was like, okay. So next thing you know, 10 minutes later, I'm in the middle of this lake drinking rum with Jeff. Yeah,
on a boat.
Yeah. On a boat, yeah. And it was wicked. And like I said, this was only 5 minutes away from my house. So yeah, that was a really good experience.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah, well, he did. I didn't. He did give me a rod.
By proxy.
Yeah. But he put them back and stuff. So I think it was a lake four for that.
Oh, okay.
That's a question. Have you ever caught a fish and eaten it?
Nah, totally. I caught an eel once. Oh. And had to beat the shit out of it, and it just did not die.
You caught it. Were you fishing?
Yeah, fishing. I don't think I was supposed to. I was very young. I wasn't trying to catch an eel. My mum was with us, and she like wrapped it up in a jumper, and she was just like battering it, and it just would not die.
Shout out to Josh's mum. Yeah. Was that two shout outs?
That trauma. That trauma.
And then your brother took it to school.
He wanted to like show everyone in the school the next day, and he just got sent home with it because
it
stank like shit. And it's an eel. who wants to see an eel?
A dead eel. Yeah. A battered dead eel wrapped in a towel. Yeah,
exactly. No one wants to see that. I didn't eat it though.
You are?
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you did eat it? No, good. I don't think you're supposed to.
No, never really.
Where was that in England?
Yeah, in Wales.
In Wales, yes.
River Tawy.
Crazy. What advice would you give to couch surfers? So first, start with surfers, then we'll go to hosts. What advice would you give to a couch surfer?
This is a weird one, because I feel like we'll be coming at it from a host's
perspective. That's fine.
All right, let's split.
I don't feel like I want to give tips, because I like that that people come with different approaches.
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer.
Structured, you should be like this, because the beauty of it is that you get
so many all different kinds of people
from
stuff.
All kinds of cultures that are expecting different things from hospitality and expecting different things from being the guest.
I'm really looking forward to asking that question to another host and see what they say. But that was I like that.
As cliche as it sounds, just like be yourself, because like we're not expecting anything from you.
Except wear your pants.
Yeah, always wear pants.
Always wear pants.
We're not expecting you to be this or that person. We're interested in you
coming here as you. Yeah, you want to meet those different people, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to hear about you.
How about hosts? Have you got any advice for hosts? Is there something like...
No, just like small stuff, really. Like, I don't know. Leave a towel out.
You know what I like? Well, it's just silly little things. Like, I went upstairs and there's the Wi-Fi passwords up there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like that. That was a nice little touch. I like that. Just I don't know if you did you think about that? Was that on purpose?
Yeah,
that was nice.
From because we've surfed ourselves, and then you get a feel for what's missing in certain places, or what places did really well. Mm. But that's a personal thing again. Yeah. You know what's important to us as surfers is not necessarily.
Yeah. And we've had really good hosts that have had a private room that's been felt quite luxurious for us. Like in France, we stayed in that really nice apartment.
Yeah.
We've also had hosts that we've had an amazing time out that have been really busy, that they've just said yes to everyone. They've been kind of 20-ish people in a small apartment. That's been absolutely fine.
Mm.
It's not about having a nice luxury night's sleep. It's about...
I mean, at the very minimum, you expect a floor to sleep on, and anything above that is great.
But actually,
you're not paying anything at the end of the day. So, you can't really expect as a surfer, you can't expect.
Yeah, anything. So I didn't know. There's some advice for surfers: is just don't expect much.
Yeah, I suppose.
And you'll always be surprised then, because it's like
there's no disappointment.
Yeah. Because there's going to be times where you end up on someone's rough floorboard. And Meg was going to say it's not about comfort so much. It's about...
Well, just the whole experience you get.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have met all those people. We met people from all around the world in those houses and had a really nice time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that we didn't necessarily get our 8 hours of comfortable sleep because we got something else from it instead.
Yeah. We went out today and looked at a few beaches in the dark, and we went... Basically, I was just staring at the stars the whole time because I was so surprised that there's so many stars in the sky. But if I was camping tonight, I think I probably would have been sat editing my video in the tent, and I wouldn't have even gone and seen it. So I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
That's cool.
Have you got anything you want to add?
I was going to say we've hosted people from all but one continent. in a year.
Right.
So if you're thinking about couch surfing as a thing, like the experience you'll get from it is absolutely amazing. You'll meet like different, like entirely different ways of thinking, of perceiving the world. Just it really opens you up.
Yeah.
So like if you're, I don't know, you know, if you've only ever hung out with people from your village or whatever, couch surf, you'll get a really good like idea of what people think around the world.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah.
What people different do.
Perspectives and, like, and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. It's been an absolute pleasure, like, staying here so far. I'm going to say that. Thank you so much for being brave boys and talking to me for an hour on this, letting it go out there. I really appreciate it. You've been absolute wonderful guests. Thank you very, very much. Guys?
Our pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you for coming to stay with us. You've been lovely too.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Does that mean I get a good reference?
No.
Yeah, oh,
I'm giving you a neutral.
Let's see how it goes tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to wake up and find you in your pants on the sofa.
Do you guys snore?
No, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. We're good.
That's a dangerous final words.
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Make sure you check out my Instagram page. Also, turnleftforadventure.com. All the links are going to be right below in the little description there. If you could leave us a comment or subscribe or do any of that sort of stuff, it really, really helps us out. Also, the best thing you could do to support the show is check out our YouTube channel. If you can subscribe over there, that is the best way to support. So if you are enjoying it, then please just go and check that out. It is it's all in the description, so you can just check that out there. Thanks again, you pair.
Thank you.
And Josh. You've been an absolute pleasure. Goodbye, everybody, and I'll see you maybe in 2 or 3 days. Bye-bye.